Missouri is home to many breeds of cattle totaling over 1 million head within the state. Joining us today is Jenna Monig, a livestock specialist with the University of Missouri Extension, to tell us a little bit about each of the most popular cattle breeds in Missouri, along with which are better for beef production and which are more suited to a dairy farm.
So we usually split cattle into dairy breeds and beef breeds. Most of the cattle you're going to see driving down the road are beef because Missouri is the number three producer in the U.S. for beef cattle. They're usually a crossbred with Angus probably being the most popular. And then that's usually crossed with something like a Hereford, Charolais, Simmental.
And what are some of those distinguishing characteristics between the various breeds of cattle?
The easiest way to tell visually is most breeds have a specific coat color. So the Angus are usually black, or you could have a red Angus. The Herefords are going to be white or bald-faced. Charolais are white, things like that. But then each breed is also known for the different production characteristics. So, for example, Angus are known for their easy calving, and they have high fat marbling scores in the meat, where we would say Herefords would have a good mothering ability. They're more docile. It really just depends on what you're looking for. There's a breed out there that has those characteristics.
And you mentioned the term bald face. Can you explain what that means?
Sure. I mean, that's just their coat color. So it'll be a solid black or red color usually, and bald face would be just a white face.
Generally speaking, which breeds would be the easiest to raise for a beginning cattle farmer, and which ones would be the most difficult?
Breed is more of a personal preference based on those characteristics. I talked about production characteristics. I wouldn't say one breed is easier than the other as long as they're adapted to the environment. So if you buy cattle from Montana, for example, it's going to take a few years for them to adapt to Missouri's hot, humid summers, and we have fescue grass here, which can have problems with some fungus that is common in the grass. Or if you bought a Brahman cow from South Texas, it's going to have problems adapting to Missouri winter. So just buying something, that being aware of that, might take a while to adapt if you get from out of state, and just knowing those characteristics for needed for the Missouri environment.
And what would be some things that a farmer could do to help the cattle adjust to the climate?
So I would say just be aware that some will adapt and some will take a little longer. You can just make sure they have good, high-quality feed is going to help. Make sure that they've got a shade in their pasture during the summer, some sort of shelter in the winter. Kind of ease them into it as much as possible.
Now, you had mentioned Angus had good marbling on the beef. Are there any other breeds that are good for beef or dairy production? And if so, which ones?
So all of the breeds I've kind of talked about are good for beef production. So that's your Angus, Red Angus, Simmental, Charolais. Any of those would be good quality beef breeds. Dairy breeds, we're looking more at Holsteins, which are those black and white spotted cows that you classically think of, or you have Jerseys or Guernseys. All of those breeds have been selected to have higher milk production and a higher milk fat content as well, so they're going to do much better for that.
And last question, within the state of Missouri, are you able to purchase more of one type of cow in a certain part of the state, or is it pretty evenly dispersed?
It's pretty evenly dispersed. Now, if you get down into southern Missouri, you might see something that's got more of a Brahman influence is more common. You might because of the heat, they're more adapted to that. You might see more of a red colored cow, but mostly you're going to see some sort of Angus cross throughout the state, and it's pretty easy to pick anything up at your local sale barn.
To find out more about the various cattle breeds in Missouri, visit our website at kmzu.com. For KMZU, I'm Dan Watson.